Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to take anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us
as we feature another children's book author. She is from Colorado. I'm glad to have Simmons Ingenthrone right now on the line with me as she shares about her journey to a book called Snowboard Baby and her path as a children's book author. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Simmons.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Very glad to have you. Thank you for reaching out, and I'm glad to give you an opportunity to share with my listeners about your book, about your journey as a children's book author. Let's just talk about you, Simmons, your family, and how this children's book author work came to be.
Okay. I am a Colorado native. I have two young kids, ages 5 and 3, and, you know, growing up in Colorado, I skied and then I took up snowboarding later on in life. And, when I had kids, you know, I knew that I would like to teach them how to snowboard, but really, you know, didn't know how to go about it, and tried some things with my son, who's 5, my firstborn. And, you know, we would get up to the mountain and, you know, get all the gear and have everything ready to go, and, you know, takes longer getting them ready than it does to actually, you know, get them snowboarding. And, you know, by the time we got him ready to go, he was already, you know, kind of over it, and would, you know, not, you know, you would, you know, sit down and protest, and, you know, all that hard work and traveling would just kind of be for nothing. So when we had our second child, we were thinking, like, what can we do? What can we do here at home? And, so, you know, we came up with some ideas to just kind of practice with them at home, and, you know, got her a little tiny snowboard and started just pulling her around the house with a little dog leash attached to the snowboard. And, then, you know, she was just a little over a year when we started doing that stuff with her, and we'd go out in the front yard and pull her around the yard, like, you know, just in the grass if there was no snow, or, you know, when it finally did snow, in the snow. And then we would go to the park and, you know, did all this practicing stuff at home. And then, you know, the day came where we're like, okay, we can take her to the mountain. And what we found that is she was already comfortable with all the equipment. She was already comfortable with, you know, being on the board, and she just did amazing. And so I got the inspiration to write this children's book as a way to kind of help other parents and make, you know, teaching their kids, very young kids to snowboard more accessible and simple.
You know, Simmons, full transparency, I have never skied or snowboarded in my life. I'm in the state of Alabama. I haven't had that opportunity. Yes. But for you, when you started out, how young were you when you started skiing?
When I started skiing, I was probably like 6, 7, something like that.
Yeah.
Which is pretty common. And, you know, that's kind of the norm to start kids out when they're, you know, 5, 6, 7. But I've seen on social media, there's, you know, people that have their little babies, you know, pretty much bombing hills. And I was like, well, I think I might be able to teach my kids to do that. I wish I started when I was a year old. So, yeah.
So how old were you when you started snowboarding? I know you said you waited a few years for that.
Oh yeah. So I didn't start snowboarding till I was like 19 years old. So I skied, you know, pretty much from age, you know, 6, 7 till I was 19, 20. And then I learned to snowboard. 36 now. So I've been snowboarding for the past 15 plus years.
So what took so long for you to start snowboarding?
I just grew up in a family of skiers, and that's just kind of what we did. And then I met my, you know, he was my boyfriend then, but now he's my husband, and he snowboarded. So he actually taught me how to snowboard. And I just liked it better.
Is there a natural progression from skiing to snowboarding, something similar that you can look and say, well, that sets the foundation for it?
They're very different. I'm not going to lie. Like, the transition was super hard, but, it's like, it's one of those things, like, you just got to keep practicing, pushing. And then one day it kind of clicks. So yeah, going from skiing to snowboarding was hard, and, you know, learning to snowboard is a little bit more difficult than learning to ski. Even for little kids, just because of, you know, the way you're standing on the board, you're sideways on a board versus facing forward with skis. So that's a little unnatural for anyone, especially little kids. But if you can introduce them in the right way, you know, these little kids can learn to snowboard and get really good at a very young age.
So I take it that because you have taught your children snowboarding, that maybe that's something that you had a preference to. Do you like snowboarding more than skiing at this point in your life?
I do. Yep, I do.
What's the thrill of it? What's the excitement that brings as opposed to skiing? I'm learning here because, like I said, I've never skied or snowboarded in my life, so you're educating me.
Oh, that's awesome. We'll have to get you out to Colorado and I can pull you around my yard on a snowboard.
That would be great.
It's kind of like, have you ever been surfing?
I have not.
Okay. It's more of like, I'm sure you can picture it. It's more of like surfing down a mountain versus, skiing is, you're still cruising down the mountain, but, I think it's just more, for me, it's just more, smooth and fluid. And I also like the fact that I can walk in the boots better. Like, snowboard boots are way more comfortable versus ski boots. That's one thing. And then, you don't have as much equipment. You only have, your board versus two skis and two poles. So that's the other thing.
So do you lock your boots in on a snowboard? So these boots are made to lock in, per se?
Yep. They have, bindings on the board. So it's, a device that you step your foot into and then, tighten your boots down into, and you're strapped onto the board.
And I'm guessing that just like skiing, because I do know this, there are different levels, obviously, from beginner level to more experienced level. Same thing, you have more challenging slopes to manage with the snowboard.
Yep. There's terrain for all skill levels. So, bunny hills when you're just learning is just a little, slight slope of a hill, and they often will have what is called a magic carpet. And it's like a super long treadmill that you stand on, and it'll pull you up the little bunny hill, and then you can get off and, practice on the bunny hill. And then, they have that from all the way to straight down cliff, pretty much, that you can snowboard down.
So what challenges are you taking as a snowboarder at this point? I know having kids, you're probably staying with them on some basic levels, but where do you find yourself if you're by yourself or you're taking an opportunity to challenge yourself?
At my point in my snowboarding career, I used to do the terrain park. So they have lots of like rails and jumps and features that you can kind of jump on and slide and balance on. I've reached a point where falling is not super great on my body anymore, so I really just enjoy like cruising down a nice open groomed run. That's my favorite.
That sounds nice. I'm 9 years older than you, doing my quick math of your age. So I would have to be careful about I picked up a nickel yesterday and I thought I was about to fall over. So I would have to follow your lead on safety, obviously.
Yeah. But yeah, of course, with the kids right now, I'm, you know, it's all about them. So I'm, you know, I'm creeping down the hill, you yes. know, with them and, yeah, but I'm so happy to do that. It's a really cool thing to be snowboarding with my kids.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Simmons Ingenthrone, and glad to have her on the line with us as she is sharing her experience as a skier, as a snowboarder. And in the next segment, we're going to talk about her book, Snowboard Baby, and how this book developed. Obviously, it's because of her love for snowboarding and teaching her kids. But I want to dive into the book itself, how it came to be, and then how you can ultimately get your copy of Snowboard Baby. Will you stick with me, Simmons?
Yep, you got it.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us, too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maya, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. This is an interesting conversation because it's something I've never done in my life. I've never skied. I have never snowboarded. But I have on the line with me from Colorado, Simmons Ingenthrone, to talk about Snowboard Baby, her children's book, and then also share some of her experiences skiing and then snowboarding, which is her preference these days, teaching her kids to snowboard. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Simmons.
Thanks. Thanks very much.
So let's talk about this process of becoming a children's book author. How long did this take you to have a book in hand?
Have a book in hand, the whole thing start to finish, was about 8 months.
That's reasonable. That's pretty good, because you have to pull your illustrations together and go over the editing and make sure everything's good before it's printed out.
Oh yeah. Yep. There's a lot to it. So yeah, it's been fun.
What was the excitement like for you to actually have a book in your hand?
Oh, I was thrilled to get my first copy in the mail, and it was pretty surreal. After putting in all that hard work, and I finally had the book in my hand, and then, a whole nother set of, work starts as far as, getting the book out there to the public. So, it's been really cool.
When did you release your book, Simmons?
It was published on Amazon May 25th of this year.
And how do you feel it's done so far, as far as maybe your friends and family and those that are close to you seeing that you wrote a book and then taking advantage of that?
Oh, it's been really great. I have a little bit of imposter syndrome. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but I don't feel like, I don't know. I just don't feel like it's real, and I've gotten such great feedback from it, from, not only my friends and family, but I've sold my book at craft shows and, local events like that. And people are just, super happy and giving me, the best feedback. And, it's been really cool.
And I would think that because of the story being about snowboarding, that in Colorado, you have a really good market for that, because people can relate, obviously, because that's what a lot of people do, is ski or snowboard in your area.
Yep. This was the right place to write this book. That's for sure.
So maybe some lessons that someone outside of the snowboarding community could gain from your book. We talked about this, that this is something that parents connecting with their children, that's an important message to teach a skill, to teach a sport, to be able to spend that time with them. This could also be helpful to someone outside of the snowboarding community, right?
Oh yeah. In the book, it's of course about teaching your kids how to snowboard, but it's really about, a lot of it is about family and, having patience with your kids when you're teaching them new things, and, showing parents that you can do these activities with your kids in simple ways at home. You don't have to spend all the money and time to, get ski passes and, drive hours to get to the mountain and, practice with them there. Like, you can do a lot of stuff at your own home or a park nearby, and just making it more accessible to a wider audience.
Simmons, have you had the opportunity to present this to maybe school students?
Yeah. So both my kids are in school. My son is in kindergarten, and then my daughter is in preschool. And in the next couple weeks, I'm going to their school to read the book to them. So that'll be the first school I have lined up to do a reading at. But I have several schools in the area that are on the schedule to get the book out to.
Let's talk about Nadia Ronquillo and the importance of finding a good illustrator.
Yes. So when I've never written a book before, I knew nothing about it. And so I was just doing my own research online and looking through portfolios of, lots of different illustrators, and I saw hers, and it just kind of clicked with me, and I got a hold of her, and she's based out of Ecuador, so she's not even in the country, and we were able, thanks to technology these days, we were able to create this book, never having met face-to-face. And we did everything, via the digital world. And I'm just thrilled with the illustrations. They came out great.
You have a website called babycandoit.com. And yep. on that website, people can obviously purchase their copy. What did you want to convey, the message you want to convey to listeners right now about your book and maybe the importance of getting it in their hands?
I would say, you know, ultimately the book's focus is on family and personal growth and how that can contribute to, you know, a love of outdoor activities and, you know, just spending quality time with your family doing really cool stuff.
Simmons, how important is it to you? I know that you mentioned this on your website, to build confidence and spark curiosity in your own children.
Yeah, I think the earlier you can start doing that with your kids, the better. You know, there's so much information and research that has come out now, you know, talking about the importance of doing these things starting at a very young age. And I put that at the forefront of everything I do with them. I want them to, you know, grow up to be the best adult they can be, just like any other parent.
Let's talk about dad's role in this. We've talked to you, mm-hmm. Simmons. How about dad's role in helping his kids grow like this?
Oh, he is 100% on the same page. I am such a lucky person. He's an incredible father and husband, and you know, he feels the same way I do about raising our kids, and being on the same page with him, it, you know, is everything.
That's very cool. So we'll give a shout out to Sal today, right?
Yeah. Shout out to Sal.
And a shout out to Nolan and Eva, who are the inspiration for this book.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Well, I'm excited about the opportunities that you have awaiting you when it comes to working with the schools, and look forward to seeing more success from your book. And Simmons, I'm really glad that you could join me today to talk about snowboarding. And this is something, as I said, new to me. It's a brand new experience that I have yet to experience. And maybe before I get too old, I'll be able to do it and say I've snowboarded before.
That's right. It's never too late to try.
So again, let's tell people how you want them to connect with you, Simmons.
The best way to do that is to go to my website, which is babycandoit.com. There you can find links to our social media. You can watch videos. I created a YouTube video that showcases how to teach your baby to snowboard at home, pretty much. And also you can, you know, there's an Amazon link for the book, along with some other, you know, Amazon products that we like, you know, as far as equipment goes. So you can find all that on the website, babycandoit.com.
Simmons Ingenthrone, glad to have you to talk about Snowboard Baby, and also again mentioning Nadia Ronquillo and her illustrations. Good job to both of you, and I wish you well moving forward.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Glad to have you, Simmons. Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that this has been an encouraging and inspiring show for you, and you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another episode of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
People who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.